here's a story from The World.
In Canada, like in the U.S., lots of healthcare workers on the front lines of this pandemic are immigrants. Many are asylum seekers, and now Canada is offering them permanent residency because of their work during the coronavirus pandemic. Emma Jacobs reports from Montreal.
Magdalena Jean-Pierre Michel arrived in Canada 2 years ago. She'd left Haiti after a former government official threatened her, she says. She went to the U.S. first, but believed it would be too tough to seek asylum there under the Trump administration. So, like many others in her situation, she walked across the border into Canada. In Quebec, she's worked as an aide in nursing homes while Canada takes up her asylum case.
J'aime mon travail comme préposé, j'aime ça, encore, parce que t'es proche de la personne, tu lui parles, écoute.
I love my work because you're close to the person, she explained back in June after a shift at a residence in Montreal. You talk with them. You're a bridge between the time they have left on this earth and beyond. Then, earlier this month, Canada announced a new plan for asylum seekers like Michel, people working in institutions badly hit by the pandemic. They would have permission to stay in Canada, whether or not their asylum claim would have been accepted. Here's Canada's immigration minister, Marco Mendicino.
We really wanted to place an emphasis on the exceptional contributions of the asylum seekers who put themselves at the greatest risk.
Michelle quoted a proverb from Haiti. It means, she said, what's not good for you could be good for me. Which is to say, she explained, the pandemic is a tragedy, but it's also moving along certain things. In Canada, asylum seekers have received a mixed welcome. In Quebec, politician François Legault, who runs the province now, said around the time Michel arrived that Quebec could not accept, quote, all the world's misery. However, Quebec's long-term care homes were critically short-staffed. Thousands of asylum seekers found work as orderlies, including Michel, and were at the heart of a tragedy this spring as COVID-19 spread through hundreds of care homes, mostly in and around Montreal.
Ça allait vite. Donc c'était comme un feu de forêt.
The virus traveled quickly, she says, like a forest fire. Some residences reported dozens of deaths. More than 60% of COVID-related deaths in Canada have been in Quebec, and 80% of those who died either lived or worked in nursing homes. Quebec's premier, François Legault, who'd once said Quebec couldn't accept all asylum seekers, soon began referring to care home workers as guardian angels. Still, he initially resisted calls from immigrants' rights advocates who argued that asylum seekers at care homes and hospitals should get papers to stay in Canada.
We cannot open the door to say, if you come illegally, if you find a job, that's okay. I will accept you as an immigrant.
Over time, Legault's tone softened, and now Quebec's government supports the federal plan to offer certain asylum seekers working in healthcare permanent residency. Not all are eligible, only those people who've been caring directly for patients. Magdalena Jean-Pierre Michel has mixed feelings. She is relieved to worry less about her status in Canada.
Je suis contente, oui.
After years of uncertainty, she can now stay. But she knows that some of her colleagues are disappointed.
Vous laissez les agents de sécurité qui m'ouvrent la porte.
Many people are not eligible for permanent residency, like the security guards who open the door for us, she says, the maintenance staff who help keep us protected, the kitchen staff. They were forgotten, she says. For The World, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
From PRX.